right. So, good news and bad news. The good news is that the last transmission was not, in fact, the ironic last thing you hear before disaster. Because this one exists. And it's after the disaster. Yay. Okay, so, you know how my philosophy is, I can't break reality too hard if I keep all my shit, you know, nicely confined into simulations and theoreticals and yada yada. It turns out restraint being a thing is still actually a thing, and I can't just code around needing restraint. Okay, I'm rambling. Goa? Goa was not benign. Or maybe Goa was benign, but now there's a new thing. And the new thing is Deacon. So I tried to fix things. I mean, you know, of course, you know, there's a weird glitchy thing. I found there was a bug, okay? It wasn't just a prank I did on myself. It wasn't something I made. And that should have been my first clue. Something was going very, 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 very wrong. Okay, so you remember, okay, so major orbs, they're an important thing, right? So I decided to... This is embarrassing. I decided that if there wasn't going to be a major orb, that what I was going to do was come up with a good way to get some genetic diversity into the troll population, right? So that's Wiggler Sim. There's almost no way it can fuck up. It just generates random avatars and you know, a little bit of genetic information for new trolls. You know, it better than nothing. We can all agree to that. But okay, so you remember how I said the avatar system is just completely theoretical, it's just for trying stuff out? I wired that into the ectobiology. It was this entire system for randomizing data. Okay, so Goa got in to Wiggler Sim, and a non-trivial proportion of trolls' future turned into this weird, glitchy, cannon-looking first guardian with a gun and started shooting people. That is a thing. But okay, I'm talking to you now, so you know it turned out fine, right? Right? Wasn't that bad? So, I mean, yes, people, mistakes were made, lives were lost, but I figured out how to stop them. So the big thing is that Deacon, so that's a new big bad, Shogunbot had a field day gathering data on him, so I'm really, really appreciate Shogunbot here. But so Deacon, what he does is he can turn anyone into copies of himself. You can sort of tell which one's the original, so that's good. They're not literal copies, it's not completely viral, but you can sort of tell which one was the original. But copies can turn people into copies of Deacon as well. They shoot people. They're ominous. Don't recommend spending any amount of time near him. But. Okay? Classic mind control rules, okay? All you have to do, and maybe I should have led with this to make it more of a warning broadcast. We literally just figured this out, okay? All you have to do is say his fucking, not Deacon's name. Don't say Deacon's name. God, no. All you have to do is say the original's name. Yes? With Wigglers, that's a little bit weird because we let the Jade Bloods do whatever the fuck they wanted. So there was a lot of very dramatic moments where people shouted out things like Colonel Snufflebottoms, but it works. Okay, you say Colonel Snufflebottoms and Colonel Snufflebottoms becomes himself again and isn't Deacon. So you just gotta do that. So, you know, anybody you care about, you do know their name, right? This is barely even a problem, really. And, I mean, yes, again, okay, I'm not trying to compete with that waste of space for asshole crater points here, okay? My heart goes out to the victims of this, but it's still better than not having a way for trolls to reproduce, right? Yeah. So, okay, in conclusion, say your friend's name if they turn into a creepy monster wearing an orange jacket with a gun. Can't hurt. JR out. Fuck.